Leadership isn't a genetic lottery or an exclusive club for the naturally gifted. This groundbreaking revelation forms the heart of Learning Leadership by James Kouzes and Barry Posner. Their research across diverse organizations, cultures, and demographics confirms what many secretly hope: leadership potential exists within everyone. The persistent question, are leaders born or made, has finally been answered with compelling evidence. Leadership is a learnable set of skills available to anyone committed to growth. 5 powerful myths have kept many from embracing their leadership potential. The talent myth, leadership as innate ability. The position myth, leadership as formal authority. The strengths myth, focus only on natural abilities. The self-reliance myth, leaders succeed alone. And the it comes naturally myth, overlooking deliberate practice. The impact of dispelling these myths is profound. When leaders believe improvement is possible, organizations thrive. The best leaders bring out 95% of people's talents, while the worst elicit only 31%, a threefold difference that affects everything from engagement to productivity. After analyzing thousands of personal best leadership experiences worldwide, 5 consistent practices emerged that distinguish exceptional leaders, practices available to anyone committed to improvement. First, model the way by clarifying values and aligning actions with them, essentially walking your talk. Second, inspire a shared vision by envisioning exciting possibilities and communicating them in ways that resonate with others. Third, challenge the process by seeking growth opportunities, taking calculated risks, and viewing mistakes as learning experiences. Fourth, enable others to act by building collaborative relationships, fostering trust, and empowering team members. Finally, encourage the heart through meaningful recognition of both individual contributions and collective achievements. Like a cat painting itself as a tiger, your self-image determines your leadership potential. Before developing leadership skills, you must believe improvement is possible. Many create limiting narratives that become invisible barriers to growth. Research shows the dramatic effect of self-efficacy on performance. Managers who believed decision-making skills could be developed set challenging goals and maintained productivity, while those with doubts lost confidence and even blamed employees. Leaders with high self-efficacy were 31% more likely to pursue innovative solutions and 22% more likely to persist through challenges. Carol Dweck's research reveals organizations embracing a growth mindset have employees who feel more empowered and are 47% more likely to trust colleagues. Authentic leadership develops through 3 phases: looking out, studying other leaders; looking in, questioning whether borrowed techniques truly represent you; and finding your true voice, merging outer lessons with inner authenticity to lead genuinely rather than imitatively. The most admired leaders demonstrate unwavering commitment to clear values and principles. Without this foundation, leaders appear inconsistent, especially during challenges. Research shows people with the clearest personal values feel more empowered, work harder, and experience less stress. A study of 10,000 West Point graduates revealed those motivated by internal values, personal development, and service, consistently outperformed those driven by external rewards. Being forward-looking ranks as the 2nd most admired leadership quality worldwide, selected by 71% of U.S. respondents and nearly 90% at senior levels. Creating the future, paradoxically, begins with mindfulness in the present. Every personal best leadership story involves change and adversity, not maintaining the status quo. Challenge serves as the crucible for leadership greatness, revealing unknown abilities when ordinary people receive proper support. Csikszentmihalyi's research confirms our best moments occur when stretched to our limits, pursuing something difficult but worthwhile. Leaders must be restless with the status quo, actively seeking growth opportunities. Don Bennett, the first amputee to climb Mount Rainier, exemplifies how curiosity drives leadership growth, later founding the Amputee Soccer League after his historic climb. Research shows proactive individuals make better leaders, with proactive MBA students engaging more in positive change and rated stronger by peers. The leadership mantra: try something new, fail, learn, repeat. Despite media portrayals of leadership as rugged individualism, exemplary leaders recognize they can't succeed alone. Research across fields confirms that regardless of initial talent, success requires long-term encouragement and support. Even Baseball Hall of Fame inductees emphasize emotional support over technical assistance in their speeches. People typically underestimate others' willingness to help by up to 50%, and asking for advice actually enhances perceptions of your competence rather than diminishing it. Movie producer Brian Grazer made a rule to meet one new person daily, eventually accumulating over 500 conversations that led to creative ventures and invaluable knowledge. While connection quantity matters early in your career, connection quality becomes more important as you advance. Research shows people with strong connections are healthier, think more broadly, show more resilience, and exhibit more learning behaviors. Despite most people rating themselves as above average, valid feedback remains essential for growth. Trust building creates an environment where people can be honest without fear of repercussions. Becoming an exemplary leader requires consistent, deliberate practice, just as excellence in any field does. Concert pianist Lang Lang practiced 8 hours daily for 15 years and still practices 3 hours daily. Unlike mere repetition, deliberate practice involves specifically designed activities aimed at improvement, with clear methodology and goals. It requires repetition until skills become automatic, focused attention to execution, and regular constructive feedback. You can transform your workplace into a practice field by incorporating deliberate learning into daily activities. For example, if feedback suggests improving listening skills, set a purposeful stretch goal like clarifying understanding before responding in meetings. While some advise focusing only on strengths, research on expertise contradicts this. Basketball legend Michael Jordan transformed his weaknesses, shooting and defense, into strengths through relentless practice. The environment where leaders develop is crucial, with four key attributes defining cultures where leaders thrive: trust, learning opportunities, support for risk-taking, and leadership models. Leadership development must become an integrated daily habit rather than an occasional effort. Harry Kramer, former CEO of Baxter International, demonstrates this through his 35-year practice of spending 15 to 30 minutes daily reflecting on actions and lessons learned. Charles Duhigg's habit loop, cue, routine, and reward, provides a framework for establishing leadership practices. Marshall Goldsmith's magic move involves asking active questions that begin with, "Did I do my best too?" which primes you to consider your effort. Research showed people using these active questions daily demonstrated twice the improvement of those using passive questions. Leadership isn't about deciding to lead, but actually doing it, like frogs on a log where several decided to jump, but none actually did. Research by Amabile and Kramer reveals that making meaningful progress is key to having good days at work, with progress made 76% of the time on good days versus only 25% on bad days. Even small wins significantly boost inner work life. To sustain commitment to leadership development, make free and informed choices, make them visible to others, and make them difficult to revoke. Leadership requires hope, a combination of clear goals, willpower, and way power to overcome obstacles.